It's up there with the great murder mysteries of our time. Who assassinated JFK? Who shot Mr. Burns? And did millennials kill mayonnaise? An article published by Philadelphia Magazine in the US has fanned the flames of the outrage machine this week by claiming that mayo has all but disappeared from American lunches because young people see it as the blandest of bland condiments. One person who doesn't care is celebrity chef Adam Liao, and such is his distaste for the subject of who killed mayonnaise, he wrote about it in The Guardian. I know how that sentence sounds, and he joins me. Adam, welcome.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Good. We'll get to your thoughts on this in a second, but for listeners who haven't read the article, can you give us the spread?
Well, essentially, there was a very stupid article written about millennials killing mayonnaise in the Philadelphia Magazine a little while ago, and then it was uploaded to their website over the weekend, and they switched the title to Did Millennials Kill Mayonnaise? And, of course, the internet went wild for it. You know, boomers loved it, and millennials loved to hate it, and in the end, somebody at The Guardian asked me to write an article about it, and it's all gotten a bit too much. Now I'm doing an interview about the article that I wrote that I didn't even write.
Oh, it's so meta, but still so delicious, like mayonnaise is. Okay, so tell me why you disagree that millennials killed mayonnaise.
Well, because we still eat it, frankly. And actually, the research from the Dressings and Sauces Administration or whatever it is, the peak body of mayonnaise and sauces in the USA, actually their target demographic and their most frequent purchaser demographic is actually millennials. So you could not get a bigger storm in a teacup or storm in a sandwich, however you want to put it, over the fact that millennials killed mayonnaise because they are the biggest purchasers of mayonnaise.
Okay, so it's fake news.
Absolutely fake news, but it has all the elements that make it a good story because it's boomers versus millennials and everybody loves to read about that these days, don't they?
Yeah.
Me, who's in Gen X, and I couldn't care less about it, frankly. But, of course, it gets clicks and that's what it was all about, I think.
So you cite figures from Business Insider in your article showing that America's mayonnaise market has contracted by about 1.5% a year over the last 5 years, but you reckon that's not a sign that mayo is dead?
Well, apparently the overall condiment area is growing, but the share of that or the amount of mayonnaise that's being sold is reducing. I think, I'm not going to crunch the statistics of the American condiment market for anyone out there, but if you walk down the supermarket aisle, you can see so many things available these days. You know, the model of supermarkets is differentiation now. When there used to be, you know, one jar of Hellmann's and one jar of Praise on the shelf, there's now a million different other things to think of. And there's products now that weren't even heard of 5 years ago. And they're striving for space on the supermarket shelves as well. So I think take any statistics about how millennials have killed mayonnaise bafflingly enough, in the original article in the Philadelphia Magazine, there was a large racial component to that as well, which made the whole thing even more ridiculous.
Okay, so maybe it's just mayonnaise on a sandwich that might be boring for people, although I think that's delicious personally. Why wouldn't you like to eat that? You've got the inside scoop on some other ways young people are still enjoying mayonnaise. What are those?
Well, of course. I mean, people eat more widely and more varied than they did 50 years ago or 60 years ago, whenever the article was referring to. People eat okonomiyaki and Japanese fried chicken, karage, they have banh mi's, they have frites avec mayonnaise if you're passing through Belgium or whatever. There are so many different ways to eat it now. It's not just macaroni salad and tuna salad and putting it on a steak sandwich or however you might like to have it. You know, if you go to any pub right now, you're getting aiolis, which are mayonnaise with a slightly fancier term, or you're having tartare sauce, or you're dipping your salt and pepper squid into some mayonnaise that some publican has slathered some sweet chili sauce over the top of.
Delicious.
Doesn't sound bad, does it?
No, but I actually personally think mayonnaise mixed with a bit of tuna is just quite delicious. Don't you think?
Yeah, and that too. You know, how we all eat sushi, and the Australian or even American style of sushi is very heavy on the mayonnaise. You know, you wouldn't get sushi with mayonnaise so much in Japan or anywhere like that. But here, it's a main component.
Absolutely. So while you might side with millennials against the American baby boomer who wrote the article, you do make this point against Gen Ys, Adam, and I quote, I'm quoting you to you, yes, because that's what I'm doing here. If there's anything millennials killed, it's content.
Yes. Yeah, well, don't we all have a bit of internet fatigue now and then, looking at the things that people get paid to write, myself included? You know, I just wrote an article about mayonnaise. So
you're blaming millennials for that?
I certainly can't blame millennials for that one. But I did reference in the article a couple of different BuzzFeed, let's call them articles, for want of a better word. And one was you could design a hypothetical birthday party for one of the Jonas Brothers, and then BuzzFeed would give you a score of how well that particular Jonas Brother would have enjoyed that hypothetical birthday party. It was interesting. I didn't take the quiz, so I actually don't know how Joe Jonas might like his birthday party.
Okay, so what we can be clear about here is that clickbait is basically any culture war between millennials and boomers. That's something we can be sure of, right?
Pretty much. If you see the word boomer or millennial, my article had both quite prominently in it, you can be fairly sure that that's inviting you to click.
Okay, so that's one thing we can be sure of. The other one is that mayonnaise isn't dying. People like it. In fact, it's being used in more diverse ways, right?
Well, actually, if you look at Australia, you're seeing a huge rise in Japanese mayonnaise. I think Kewpie mayonnaise, I had a chat with them a couple of years ago, and their sales in Australia had doubled or tripled when it comes to that particular brand of mayonnaise over the last sort of 6 or 7 years. Okay. And you can certainly see that on restaurant menus and also in people's fridges at home.
Okay, so that's working out. And then the one thing you and I can agree on is that in all of this, Gen X is the one generation that just gets squeezed, smart, working hard, doing everything we have to do to nation build, while boomers and millennials are always having a fight.
Yeah, well, we're not empty nesters and we're not unemployed and we kind of don't have the luxury of having thousands of articles written about us, about how we feel and whether or not we're engaging in a cultural war with the generation two ahead of us or so forth. But we just sort of keep calm and carry on, I guess.
Oh, that's all we do. Adam, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Pat.
Adam Liao is a celebrity chef and the writer of cookbooks and food articles too. Depends where you classify me, on the cusp, maybe Gen Y, maybe Gen X. So identifies a Gen X, though, completely. 0418 226 576 is the text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.